ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवयां भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। ॐ ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। Yesterday who took 32, bro? Today's 32? 32 he took yesterday. Yeah, because I asked him, he took 32. So I go for 32 or 33? Okay. Hare Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 4, Text Number 33. Vidurupyuda Vakshutva Vidurupyuda Vakshutva Krishnasya Paramatmanah Krishnasya Paramatmanah Kridayopata Dehasya Kridayopata Dehasya Karmani Slakhitani Cha Karmani slakhitani cha Vidurupya dvakshrutva Krishnasya paramatmanah Kridayopata dehasya Karmani slakhitani cha sutva. Matajis. Vidurupyudavasutva Krishnasya paramatmanaha Kridayopata devasya Unanisakitansya. Hare Krishna, word meaning Vidura, Vidura. Api, also. Udhavat, from the source of Uddhava. Shutva, having heard. Krishnasya, of Lord Krishna. Paramatmanaha, of the Super Soul. Kridaya, for the sake of pastimes in the material world, in the mortal world. Upata, extraordinarily accepted. Dehasya, of the body. Karmani, transcendental activities. Shlakitani, most glorious. Cha, also. Translation and purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Vidura also heard from Uddhava about the appearance and disappearance of Lord Krishna, the Super Soul in the mortal world, which is a subject matter sought after with great perseverance by the great sages. Please repeat the translation. Vidura also heard from Uddhava about the appearance and disappearance of Lord Krishna, the Super Soul in the mortal world, which is a subject matter sought after with great perseverance by the great sages. Purport. The subject matter of the appearance and disappearance of the Super Soul, Lord Sri Krishna, is a mystery even for the great sages. The word Paramatmanaha is significant in this verse. An ordinary living being is generally called the Atma. But Lord Krishna is never an ordinary living being because he is Paramatma, the Super Soul. Yet his appearance as one of the human beings and his disappearance again from the mortal world are subject matters for the research workers who execute research work with great perseverance. Such subject matters are certainly of increasing interest because the researchers have to search out the transcendental abode of the Lord, which he enters after finishing his pastimes in the mortal world. But even the great sages have no information that beyond the material sky is the spiritual sky, where Sri Krishna eternally resides with his associates, although at the same time he exhibits his pastimes in the mortal world, in all the universes, one after another. This fact is confirmed in Brahma Samhita, Goloka Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuta. The Lord, by his inconceivable potency, resides in his eternal abode Goloka, yet at the same time, as the Supersoul, he is present everywhere in both the spiritual and material skies by his multi-varieties of manifestation. Therefore, his appearance and disappearance are simultaneously going on, and no one can say definitely which of them is the beginning and which is the end. His eternal pastimes have no beginning or end, and one has to learn of them from the pure devotee only and not waste valuable time in so-called research work. Thus end the purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. So, in the beginning part of this chapter, we see that Parikshit Maharaj asks question to Sukadeva Goswami, Lord Krishna disappeared, his whole dynasty disappeared, and Uddhava remained. Why Uddhava remained? He was not so qualified. So, he asked this question, why Uddhava only remained? So, there it is explained that Krishna was thinking that after I leave the vision of material world, Uddhava is the only one who can be directly entrusted with knowledge about me. He is the only one who can give knowledge about me to others, so he should remain. So, Krishna is having his own very special plans. Sometimes it is very difficult for us to understand Krishna's plan. So, you know, sometime back someone was asking the question here that, you know, Parikshit Maharaj is so qualified. Now, why he put that dead snake on the neck of Samika Rishi? It's Krishna's plan. If we don't do that, you know, visibly, Srimad Bhagavatam will not manifest. Why such a qualified person, Arjuna, was put into so much of confusion? Visibly, otherwise, Bhagavad Gita will not manifest. So Krishna has his own arrangement and plans to do, you know, what is to be done at specific times. So Uddhava remained for giving that knowledge. So, and there Sri Krishna said, Uddhava is no way inferior to me. So Krishna always think that, you know, sometimes even he want to see that his devotees are superior. That's why he sometimes take the child's position so that the devotees, he comes under the control of the devotees. So there are two ways to relate to Krishna. One is called, I am Krishna's. And another one is, Krishna is mine. So one is called Mamatva, and the other one is called Tadiya. So then the question comes, which one is better? I am Krishna's, or Krishna is mine? What is it? Krishna is mine. Yeah, that's the answer. So, why it's so? When we say, I am Krishna's, then Krishna, you know, we demand from Krishna, Krishna, I am yours, so whatever I need, you need to fulfill. When we say Krishna is mine, so we have to fulfill Krishna's desire. So there are, you know, there is very specific relationships between, you know, very special relationship between Krishna and his devotees. And also in between there was some discussion about Vishaya and Asraya. So Krishna, Vishaya means the object and Asraya means the subject. So when Krishna become the Vishaya, the devotees become the Asraya. Asraya means shelter. The moment we say devotees become shelter, then become immediately, you know, we get a little bit confused. But what has taken shelter in the devotees is love for Krishna. So devotees are the shelter of love for Krishna. In this way, Krishna become the Vishaya and devotees become the Asraya. But sometimes for Krishna, the devotees become the Vishaya, the object. And love for devotees will take shelter in Krishna. So such wonderful reciprocation between devotees and Krishna. So Krishna says, I don't know anyone other than my devotees. I know only my devotees. So Krishna do everything for his devotees. And also he says, my devotees do not know anything other than me. So here Krishna says that Uddhava is nothing less than me. So he can give, when even if I am not there, he can give knowledge about me to everyone. That's why Uddhava has to remain. So this particular verse, Vidurapi Uddhava Srutva. Vidura, Srutva means heard. Heard from Uddhava. Vidura heard from Uddhava. What he heard? Krishnasya Paramatmana. About Krishna, who is Paramatma. That is Krishnasya Paramatmana. So about Krishna, what he heard? Krida. Krida means Krishna's pastimes. So what is so special about Krishna's pastime? Upata. Upata means extraordinary. So Krishna's pastimes are extraordinary. So this is how, you know, one can identify whether he is God or not. So probably in this part of the world there is no such confusions that suddenly one fine day one will claim I am God. So during Prabhupada's time, Prabhupada has, in his lecture sometimes he used to say India is the factory of gods, right? You know, you hear, I think, you know, some people claim as Kalki. No. So and end of Kali Yuga, you know, this Kalki has to come. How many more years are there for Kalki to come? Four lakh 27,000 years more. But now itself someone is telling he is Kalki. So Prabhupada says, you know, one is, if one is God, then he should be referred to in the Shastra. And another is, he will show uncommon activities. Like Krishna has shown uncommon activities which no one can imitate. Lifted Govardhan Hill, killed Putana, the universal form. I heard that one time in India, one God man said, on so-and-so date, I am going to show you the universal form. So all of you may please come to such and such place, I am going to show you my universal form. So many people came to see this God's universal form, but the God-man did not appear. Then everyone asked, why he did not come? You know why I did not come? Because it was a cloudy day, so you cannot have darshan. These are the wonderful gods. And Prabhupada is talking about a God-man in UK. So someone claimed as God, and one fine day, God-man is not there, and people ask, where is he? So he is having toothache. Went to the doctor. So many people, unqualified people, claim to be of powerful personalities, or sometimes claim as God. But here, Uddhava is so humble, and Sri Krishna says, there is no difference between me and him. And Prabhupada, in his purport, in this verse, kridayopatha dehasya karmani shlakhitani cha. So Krishna's activities, shlakhitani means it is most glorious. Krishna's activities are most glorious. So by glorifying Krishna's activities, we become glorified. And Srila Prabhupada's starting this purport, Krishna's appearance and disappearance are most mysterious. So sometimes we say, I believe one time someone asked, Prabhupada said in the class, Krishna is present everywhere. Then someone asked the question, is Krishna present in all kind of abominable place also? Yes, Krishna is present everywhere, irrespective. So he is present everywhere as Paramatma. So if Krishna is present everywhere, then where is the question of his appearance and disappearance? So there is no question of Krishna's appearance and disappearance, because he is present everywhere. So what is mean by appearance is, he is manifested in a way that we can see him. So this is appearance. So this is called Prakada Leela. Prakada Leela. So when he is unmanifested, it is called Aprakada Leela. So Krishna sometimes show Prakada Leela in this universe, and then he unmanifest, and then he goes to another universe to show his Prakada Leela. So each and every pastimes of Krishna are eternal. So one time someone asked, Prabhupada, is killing of Putana is going on? Because if Krishna's pastimes are eternal, then every leela should go on at any point of time. So then the question was asked, if killing of Putana is going on right now? Yes, it is going on somewhere in some universe which we do not know. So that's how Krishna's pastimes are very special. Yeah. And Prabhupada also mentioned in one of the purport that Krishna's appearance and disappearance is like the sun. Now the sun is visible to us, and after some time the sun is not visible. And Prabhupada says, someone may say, now the sun is dead, because it's not visible to my eyes. No, sun is not dead. Sun is manifested in another place. So Krishna's appearance and disappearance is very special. So another thing which Srila Prabhupada used to say is, you know, when Narasimhadev, you know, Hiranyakashipu asked the question, asked Prahlad Maharaj, "Your God is here? You say your God is everywhere. Your God is there in this pillar?" And Prahlad Maharaj, he has complete faith. He said, "Yes, he is there in this pillar." And Hiranyakashipu said, "I am going to see whether he is in that pillar. If he is not there, and that's your end." And he tried on that pillar, hitting on the pillar, and Narasimhadev came up. "Ah, here I am," Prabhupada says. "Here I am, you see." Similarly, sometimes Prabhupada used to say, while we are in our healthy condition, when we are leaving, you know, try to understand Krishna. Try to accept Krishna. Accept God. And then Prabhupada says, if you don't accept, or if you don't want to see, in any way, you are going to see me. So how is that? At the time of death, you will see me as the horrific death. Mrityu sarva harashaham. Or you will see me, or you will experience me as the old devouring death. So Krishna manifests in so many different ways. And Prabhupada says, what is so surprising when Krishna manifested as 16,108 husbands? There is nothing to surprise, because he is there within the heart of everyone as Paramatma. And Prabhupada says, and he comes out and manifests as husband. What is so special about it? So that's why here it is mentioned that it is very difficult through bhakti. It is easy to understand Krishna. So what is that understanding of Krishna through bhakti? Prabhupada says that we can never fully understand Krishna. And that is the understanding. And devotees are happy with that. My Lord Krishna is so great. So, the sages, the muni, you know. So Prabhupada says that, you know, if someone has to be called as a muni, he need to make his own kind of philosophy. Then he will be called as a muni. So we have Charvaka muni and all different munis. So they come out with different philosophies. And this kind of munis, it's very difficult for them to understand Krishna. As in the Brahma Samhita, Pantastu kodi shadavalsara sambragamyo vayo ratapi manaso munipungavanam sopyasti yat prabhada simni avichindya tatve. Inconceivable. They go behind Krishna with very high speed, but avichindya tatve, Govinda Madhipurusham. Inconceivable for them. Krishna is inconceivable. And then Paramatmanaha. So Prabhupada is mentioned here. The two kind of living entities. One is Atma and another one is Paramatma. Atma and Paramatma. Atma is all of us, all the living entities, and Paramatma is Krishna. So what is the difference between Atma and Paramatma? Yes, you can answer, yeah. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetanana. So, both are Nitya. So, Nitya is a singular word. Nityanam is plural. Nityo Nityanam. Nitya is Krishna. And Nityanam is the living entities. Both are eternal. Krishna is eternal. The living entities are eternal. Chetanas Chetanana. Chetana is Krishna. Is conscious. Chetanana. All the living entities, they are also conscious. So, both are eternal. Both are conscious. So, then what is so special? Eko bhagunam yo vidadati kama. This eka, this one singular living entity who is Krishna satisfies the need of all other living entities. So the difference between Atma and Paramatma. And Prabhupada mentions in the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, Paramatma is the predominator. And everyone else is predominated. And actually, we have a tendency to dominate. So, this is there in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhumirapu nalo vayu ghammanam buddhirevacha ahankara itiyamme bhinna prakriti ashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego is my separated energies. And then he says, Apareyam idastvanyam prakriti vithime param jiva bhudam mahabaho yayedam dharite jagat. This inferior energy, there is a superior energy of mind. These are inferior energy, this eight, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and false ego is separated energy. And there is another energy of mind which is superior, is trying to exploit this inferior material nature. So far as we have that tendency to exploit, to that extent we will remain in this material world. So how far we can do? Isha vasyam idam sarvam et kincha jagatyam jagat tena taktena bunjita magrida kashya siddhanam. For everyone there is a quota. You know, take only one's own quota. So Prabhupada mentioned in the, I think, Upadeshamrita. This is the problem in the whole world. Spiritual, you know, talk about, I think, spiritual communism. That try to understand that everything belongs to God and you take your quota out. And we jump on tiger's quota, lion's quota. But lion don't come for our quota. Lion do not eat grains. But we eat lion's quota. We eat meat. So we were talking about Atma and Paramatma. Ishvara. So this also Ishvara and Jiva. So there is Ishvara is the Supreme Lord and we are also Jiva. And Prabhupada mentioned that we are also small Ishvara. How comes, what is the meaning of Ishvara? Controller. So we are minute Ishvaras. We have our own small domain Now wherever we become Ishvara. So we have, so far as that we have that Ishvara Bhava, that controlling mentality, this cannot be exercised in the spiritual world to that extent, you know, continue in the material world. So this were a few other points. Now it is 8:30. I stop here, keeping the time. So any clarifications or questions, I may or may not be able to answer. Yeah. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Bo, Prabhu. At the beginning of your class, you mentioned that which is better, claim Krishna, that is, Krishna is mine?
Or I am Krishna.
I am Krishna. So in another context or from another angle, it's not contradicting, but in the Vedic literature it's mentioned that the only person and the only person who can claim Krishna's mind is Srimati Radharani, and all other ones are the servants. So it's like, I'm yours. And it puts the person in a more humble position. Unless you're in the level of Srimati Radharani with that bhav or that rasa, then you can say Krishna's mind. It can be tinged a little bit with arrogance, but not from the pure perspective. So Srimati Radharani can claim, I'm your mind. And we heard that statement that says the whole world or everyone is running after Krishna, but Krishna is running after Srimati Radharani. So that makes that statement more like, but you know, you can explain more. It's not a contradiction, but it's another rasa or another way to see it.
So sometimes, for everything, we have a tendency to compare with our experience in this material world. So in the material world, when we say something is mine, doesn't look so good. But in the spiritual world, everything is reverse. In another sense, say, my child is mine. Okay. My child. If someone else serve my child, I become happy or not? Whether I'll become happy? Now someone else is serving my child. My child is, I claim, it's my child. But there is someone serving my child. Whether I'll become happy? Someone is serving my child, whether I will become happy. Yeah. It's my child and he's serving my child. So there is nothing like that selfishness in the spiritual context. Just like, you know, Radharani want Krishna to be happy. For that, you know, she is ready to do anything and everything. So when she will see to that, when other gopis are serving Krishna and Krishna become happy, she also become happy. Then we see that, you know, what's the other one? The counter. The one opposite party? Chandravali. Okay. Chandravali is there. Radharani is there. So all these arrangements are made for Krishna's pleasure. And Radharani acting perfectly in all those roles so that Krishna may be pleased. So that's a higher understanding. It is not that sometimes Radharani is jealous. No, Radharani is not jealous. Radharani acts perfectly for Krishna's pleasure. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. Yeah. Yes, Prabhuji.
something else, some other question.
Krishna is killing Putana in one universe and is like eternal pastimes. I was just wondering, is it in another universe, is it the same personality like Putana or is some other jiva, you know? Understand?
Hare Krishna.
Or is the same personality always, or is like internal, or is it just another jiva under the name of Putana? Because it's internal pastimes. Is it some statement about that?
I never read like that. But, you know, our understanding in various kind of situations. So, it says that, you know, our Putana, Ago, Aho, Behi, Yam, Sanaka, Lakode, Jugupsaya, Vat, Abhi, Asatvi, Lebe, Gedim, Tatri, Ujidam, Tadonyam. So, she got the position of Dhatri, mother's position in the spiritual world. Putana, the stories which we are hearing. Now the question was, it is whether the same personality. I never read anywhere about it, but considering various other pastimes which we heard, just like Lord Brahma, Prabhu is going to explain, who is qualified, then another qualified person will become the next Brahma, because the current Brahma may go to the spiritual world. So there may be another qualified living entity who may take the role of Putana. Hare Krishna, Prabhu is going to clarify that point.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a nice class, Prabhu. One devotee wrote to Srila Prabhupada and asked that you say that wherever Krishna goes, when he leaves this universe to another universe to perform his pastime, Arjuna is there with him. So is this the same Arjuna? So Prabhupada said yes. So at least in that case we know that wherever Krishna goes, this same Arjuna goes with him throughout his material pastime. So that's not necessarily true for all pastimes. In other words, like you said, Brahma. When Krishna was in Dwarka, our Lord Brahma went to see him, and then so many other Brahmas came from other universes. So it's not the same Brahma that's in this universe. It's the same Brahma in all other universes. So it doesn't apply necessarily to everybody in Krishna's pastimes. Because we know when Krishna comes, there are certain gopis that come from the spiritual world and there are certain others that are being promoted to that position so they can go back to the spiritual world. Yeah. So there's a mixture. Some living entities go with Krishna in his pastimes, constant wherever he goes, and others are other jivas that are being promoted.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, I had an interesting thought this morning about dealing with the mysteriousness of Krishna's, you know, appearance, disappearance, and his pastimes in general. And it came to me in the form of an analogy. Like when we're on book distribution, you know, we have our table set up, we have all the books on the table, and we usually bring out a set of Bhagavatams, a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas. We have those there as well. So most of the people are just passing us by, and they even try to avoid us. And some people who approach, they deliberately ignore us and walk by. And some people, you can stop them, but they're not very much interested, so we give them a freebie. We give them a Bhagavad Gita for free. But that's not the best thing we have to give. You know, it is the best in one sense, but, you know, we'll give the Bhagavad Gita to anybody who's willing to take it, but the Srimad Bhagavatam, that's there for the special person, you know, for the receptive person, somebody who's prepared to cooperate and they're interested. And, you know, so it's like that with Krishna's pastimes. You know, Krishna's, it's they reveal to qualified people. Not everybody gets to know everything, you know. I mean, yeah, Krishna's giving out a lot of freebies, but at the same time, this stuff like this is revealed to qualified devotees. Just like, you know, on that example in the Sankirtan. We don't show that, what the speaker try to give it to him, we don't even mention about the Srimad Bhagavatam to the people who are trying to just ignore us and walk by us or like that. But when we can see somebody is receptive and they're a bhakta, you know, then we'll take out the Bhagavatam. Hey, what about this? Would you be interested in this? Yeah. So I think it's the same sort of thing. When somebody's qualified, then Krishna reveals. And so we don't have to, you know, knock our brains out trying to understand the different details. Just become purified. It'll all become revealed to us in due course of time. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi, that verse, you know.
Yeah, that's Shri Krishna.
Oh, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Thank you all very much for giving me opportunities. Hare Krishna. Maybe next year we may meet again here in this class. So I'm leaving on Tuesday. Back to India. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
You should tell us exactly where you're going. It's just that you can come here, we can come to see you.
Thank you, Mads. Thank you.